Black are gold pants, 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 black podcast.
Blackheart Gold Podcast, episode 61. Kind of an oddball episode tonight. Pat Vint, Adam Jacoby, not live at all, except for this very brief introduction. Last week when we were recording our preview show, we got a little more in-depth than we had expected to on Tennessee Tech, and on virtually every other topic as well. We had to cut the Tennessee Tech part from the show and have now brought it back as this week's podcast presented to you without commercial interruption, thanks to our good friends at Jeremiah Weed Sweet Tea Vodka. So sit back and enjoy this abbreviated Tennessee Tech preview podcast. The opener. We're finally here. Our long national nightmare is over. And yes, the Tennessee Tech Techs of Tennessee. Do we actually know what their mascot is?
They're the Golden Eagles.
Do they steal our mascot too?
I was a little upset because in my preview post that I wrote, you know, clearly the SB Nation doesn't have a Tennessee Tech landing page or anything like that.
Really?
But I wanted to make them a link, you know, when I was listing the entire schedule. I didn't want them to feel out of place. So I made them their team name link, a link to IMDb's page for Iron Eagle 3 starring Louis Gossett Jr.
Nice.
And nobody commented, like nobody caught it at all.
Probably because I would have, but I didn't comment in that thread, and I don't think I read the entire post. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess nobody would ever be compelled to check what SB Nation's page for Tennessee Tech would look like, ever.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because if Peter Bean gets his way, we might have it someday.
Perhaps.
Well, let's talk Tennessee Tech, because you did do the preview of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about Tennessee Tech?
Well, they're in Tennessee.
Okay, good start.
They're technicians. They're sort of the Greg Castillo of 1AA programs. They have lots of technique. I assume that's what the tech stands for. They're eagles that are literally made out of gold, Patrick. Did you know that?
Literally made out of gold. That would make it
they
hard to
fly. They are the gold.
It would make it very difficult for them to
fly. It would be difficult to fly, but it also makes them very expensive.
Can you shoot them?
Maybe. It depends on...
when you shoot the actual players in the field, that would be terrible. We're not condoning that. I'm saying if there were actual golden eagles flying around made out of gold, could you fire a shot, knock them out of the sky, and then trade them in for cash currency?
It depends on if you hit them in their gold brain or not.
Also, if we've gone back to the gold standard.
Right.
So, let's face it, if Tennessee Tech comes to town and we bag enough golden eagles, the Ron Paul candidacy might get off the ground.
Now, you and I both know that politics are strictly off limits.
I know.
That said, Ron Paul for Iowa offensive coordinator.
Okay. So they're from Cookeville, Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm guessing not that far from Cave In Rock, Illinois.
It's kind of cool that they made an entire town full of cooks.
Exactly. The question is, what kind of cooks are we talking? And for that, we need to go to Breaking Bad.
It is Tennessee technology, is it not?
That's right, exactly. Something very fishy about this. They were very good in the 70s, according to Ross. I don't know if that really translates very well My guess is it does.
They're rebuilding the legacy. Okay, Phil Steele says that they lost two 1A games last year. They lost to Arkansas 44-3, squeaker. and also they lost to TCU, which I've never even heard of, 62-7.
Wasn't that the school where Jeremy Piven was running around?
I thought it was the that fictional school in Necessary Roughness.
Ah, maybe that is it. Okay. They played two BCS programs in 09 as well. They lost to Georgia 38-0. And again, a squeaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas State 49-7. Now this was 09. Was that Ron Prince? No, Ron Prince was 08, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I 07, 08.
07, 08. Yeah. So there's no Ron P for Tennessee Tech.
In 1904, Tennessee Medical went 2-4. And, well, that includes a 58-0 loss to C1E, a 59-0 loss to Mississippi State, and a 59-0 loss to Georgia Tech.
Well,
so
Paul Johnson's offense was especially good that year.
Under the triple option 1904. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Actually, that was like way ahead of its time for that that period. It wasn't this retro, like this hip retro alt as it is now.
But that was Paul Johnson's avant-garde era.
Yes. He was listening to a lot of Velvet Underground.
Going to Soho cocktail parties at night.
And going 2-4 at Tennessee Medical. I don't know. We've already gone off the rails. Last year, they went apparently something like 6-7. They did beat Eastern Illinois last season.
Okay.
Another Iowa opponent from 2010. They beat them 34-20.
A barn burner.
Yes. Offensive explosion. That was like 14 more points than they needed to win, which is it's a good margin. Mm-hmm. Okay, their quarterback, according to Hayden Fry's mustache ride, or their receiver, excuse me, I think he's the receiver. And the guy that we're supposed to be watching out for is Tim Benford from Tool Time fame.
Mm-hmm.
From what we've been told, he honed his skills catching passes thrown from his neighbor Wilson and supercharging lawnmowers.
I especially like that, you know, he graduated before the year as a fifth-year senior, and when he did, he went on the microphone and he was like, ah! It's his catchphrase. It's his go-to thing. Yeah.
Their starting quarterback is Trey Lamb, which is French for three lamb. Lamb is a returning starter.
Is it L-A-M-B?
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's possible that this is like three sheep like stacked on one another, and then you try to put like human clothing on them and pass it off as a human.
Not out of the question. And in fact, I'm almost certain it's actually more in the form of a centaur.
Uh-oh.
With like two of them and another one stacked on top and kind of a like a lopsided pyramid.
Is that legal?
It is in Cookeville.
Okay. Yikes.
The rules are different in Cookeville. 1AA is a weird place, man.
Uh-huh. So that's probably God, can you imagine how hard it would be to sack that?
Oh. That thing would be awesome. That's like a Rich Rodriguez wet dream. My quarterback is a sheep. But hey, the real story here isn't their starting quarterback. It's their backup quarterback.
Okay.
Clint Brewster.
Yes.
The Clint Brewster.
We're clearly going to have to revisit that at some point before game time.
Oh, you will see it next week. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Clint Brewster, son of Tim Brewster, go fight, try, win, Clint Brewster, who actually has already made an appearance on BHGP in the past.
Correct. He used to be a Minnesota quarterback.
Right, and was recruited by Ron Zook using no look behind the back texting. He's already been here before. We don't have to make a new icon for him. It's right there.
God.
Their best defender, at least according to what... And they've got great names. This is even better than last year when Nick Nasty showed up for Eastern Illinois.
Where are you getting these things?
I'm looking at Ross's preview.
Oh, okay.
Their best defender is Marty Jones, which if you throw an S on the front of it, he's a Triple Crown contending horse. Their team leader in tackles for loss and their starting inside linebacker is former Boston Red Sox Dwight Evans.
The one and the same. Well, he's got to be up there like almost like 50, 60 years old at this point.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he found the fountain of youth in Cookeville.
Cookeville, yeah.
That fountain of youth? Methamphetamine. And
so who's their coach? What's their coach's name? Is it a guy named maybe Blim Blooster?
Oh, how great would that be? Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah.
I might actually cut this part out so we don't give it away. Because I'm totally doing that. He already showed up just randomly at media day.
He's just itching to get back at it.
And there's his son right there. And, oh, by the way, they also have a guy who is like a kind of slot receiver, end-around target named Zach Ziegler.
Does that mean like Vicky Guerrero's hanging around?
That's exactly. And by the way, Zach Ziegler. And I'm actually kind of mad at Ross for making it a Dirk Diggler joke and not a Dolph Ziggler perfection joke.
Well, you could go either way on that one, and it's totally fine, though, right?
Yeah, you could. But I'm still a little bit perturbed.
Like, okay, about 15 or 20 years ago, there was a apparently a Chinese study that if you rubbed yam paste on your privates, it would give you an erection. You know, it's like an ED thing. And I'll tell you, Jay Leno got a full week's worth of monologue jokes out of it. So, look, you can go back to the well multiple times, different ways for, you know, the same source material. So, you know, we're in the same category here.
We can work on it.
Yeah, Zach Ziegler is our yam penis paste.
Okay.
So to speak.
So to speak. Figuratively.
Yes.
Not literally.
No.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah, that's totally beyond the pale. Right. I don't want anyone to think that.
We keep that explicit tag on there for a reason, folks. So what do you predict for this game, knowing as much as you do about Tennessee Tech?
I predict that there will be Golden Eagles. That's about all I got. Now, I mean, clearly Iowa's going to win by a healthy margin. If they win by anything less than, say, 27 or 28, should probably be a little concerned. Or, you know, like, if it's like 41-0 at the half and they take out the starters and it ends up being like 44-17, right, something like that, you know, fine. Fuck it. That happens. But, yeah, I expect Iowa to be up by at least 5 touchdowns at some point in this game. That's all I want to see, really.
I mean, I think a 30-point win is probably what you're looking for. It's a lot like, you know, 37-7 last year.
Yeah.
I'm with you if it's so close that we're still playing starters.
well into the second half, it's certainly a bad sign. I always look back at these games like I look back at, I think it was 06 Montana, where we won 41-7, and yet anybody who watched that game realized that there were real serious issues. I mean, even with a 34-point win, it was, everybody walked away going, we don't have any receivers, and our offensive line's not looking that good.
It was pretty close at the half, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of became a blowout at the end.
I think it was like 17-7 at the break. I mean, someone can look it up, but yeah, it was a very troubling portender of things to come.
Yes. Great Jackson Browne song, by the way. The Pretender.
Anyway.